First of all, tell me your name and about the operation here.
My name is Dr. Saad Al-Hayani. I'm the chairman of Buffalo Producer Association and the breeder at the same time. We are now in open system dairy operation, feedlot, and pregnant, good genetic makeup pregnant heifer products.
So, tell us, as far as the genetics, I know that you're importing semen to breed here?
Yes, we are using frozen semen from very good sources, either imported or local. And we choose the good female, and then we make the insemination, and then we get the first generation of the this crossing. Heifer, which they can produce sometimes more than their mothers.
So we are in this open feedlot area, and but you also are involved in dairy as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is the dairy female. We have a milking parlor, 24 milking point, and we intend to reach 500 milking buffalo first stage and 1,000 the second stage.
And what would be your preferred method? Type of feed for these animals here?
We use feed concentrates, a mixture of corn, DDGs, and soya seed meal, cake, cotton seed meal cake, and then with roughages. But mainly we use for fattening. We use mainly. The base of our diet is yellow corn and DDGs. For, you know, according to the kind of animal you feed. But our concentrate, there is the main item is DDGs, corn, and source of protein like soya or cotton seed.
So the DDGs work well with these animals?
Yeah, we started, when it's 2 years ago, we started to put 5%. Now we sometimes put 25% within our diet, and this is brings very good result. And this is we could replace a little bit corn with DDGs, but it's really good product. And there is improvement in the products if you compare 2 years ago with our time now.
So, what is your ultimate goal? I mean, what's your final goal? Where do you want to grow this up to?
I want to produce a few thousand pregnant heifer per year. This is our target, to distribute for farmers and even to export if it's possible. And this is possible. You know, now we have the nucleus for this herd, and we will continue to increase it. And I believe we will reach maybe in 2-3 years time to produce between 10 and 12 thousand pregnant buffalo per year.
How have you been able to work with the U.S. Grains Council? Have they provided you assistance, and how has that worked?
I start to cooperate with the council, I think in 1984 or 1985, as I had another farm. We were making a trial, a feed trial, and this feed trial also it depend on putting a higher percentage of corn, I mean making a high energy diet for cattle fattening, and really it made that time very good result. And then we start to apply this diet. We put sometimes 60% of corn in our diet, and we use it, me and others. And this is the start, and start to cooperate continuous with the council. They invite us to the United States many times, and we invited also a lot of teams to come to visit our farm. We learn a lot of things from U.S. Grain Council. They really the office here is very active. Dr. Suleiman is really active, and he's following up all the breeders, and he got a lot of support from Washington, and at the same time we got a lot of support from the council, and we are very pleased to cooperate with them.
Well, thank you very much for having us out here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
Thank you, sir.